October 13, The Evidence of a Miracle. John chapter 10, verses 37 to 39. Do not believe me, unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Again they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Jesus said to the Jews, "Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does." John strongly emphasizes in his Gospel that Jesus did the Father's works. Jesus is saying, "You would be right not to believe if the works I did were clearly not the Father's works." But now he turns it around. "But if I do it, the Father's works, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles." The miracles were the works of God. Even Jesus' opponents would have trouble denying they were in line with what they might expect God to do. Believe the miracles. The Jews believed in a God who performed miracles. Paul wrote, "Jews demand miraculous signs" in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. And Jesus had earlier noted, "Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will never believe." In John chapter 4, verse 48. Many of Jesus' followers were convinced the miracles backed up his claims. Still, many in the crowd put their faith in him. They said, "When the Christ comes, will he do more miraculous signs than this man?" Seen in chapter 7, verse 31. John believed the signs gave clear evidence that Jesus was God's Messiah. From chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Jesus put great emphasis on the truth that the miracles in his ministry were the Father's works, miracles, being done through him. From chapter 14, verses 10 and 11, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. Jesus' opponents could not answer Jesus, so they tried to seize him, but he escaped from their grasp. This was not the first time, but Jesus' hour had not yet come, though it would come soon. Never again, though, will he present himself as their Messiah King. From this time on, he will be the fulfillment of only one more feast, Passover. Do you believe in Jesus' miracles? I hope you do, because John and the other disciples saw them and had no doubts about their authenticity. They saw the Father working through the Son. Each miracle was a wonderful demonstration of the love and grace of God to his fallen world. Each miracle was a revelation of the care of a personal God.